a tough ball game for me to take. We knew we were going to face a hungry young football team today. We had some fight in us and it got away from us in the end. It's important for us to realize, and I talked to the team about it, that every play and every game and every phase is so important in each and every game. And got away from us today. We need to go take a long, hard look at the tape, at the game, make sure we get everything correct and be honest with each other. But give the Niners credit. They all played us today. They all coached me today.
Why do you say you were outcoached?
Look at the scoreboard.
What's going on with your defense? I mean, they let 31 points. You let 31 points. That was an offense that had really struggled in recent weeks. Where's it gone wrong?
Yeah, again, we need to go take a long, hard look at the tape. I'm not going to grade any players up here today. I'm going to make sure we go take a long look at the tape.
What do you think about C.J. Beathard on the other side?
I think he played well today. He had a nice day.
Ben, do you think your team gave sufficient effort, especially on defense?
Again, I'm going to go look at the tape before I make a comment on anything.
Ben, are you kind of at your wit's end in trying to figure out, you know, what's going on here and how to get to these guys? I mean, each week and something.
No, never. I mean, we got, what, 7 games left to play? We got a lot of football left to play.
Did you consider taking Janoris Jenkins out? It looked like he didn't give much effort on the solid touchdown.
Again, we're going to go back. We're going to take a long look at the tape. I'll let you know how it grades out after that.
What did you think of his effort from first sight, though, at least?
I saw him miss a tackle. He was going up against a pretty good speed there on the long ball in the first half on that third down play.
Did you think there was a here we go again feeling about when?
No, I thought we battled back in the game. It was a back and forth, close, tight ball game early. I didn't get that feeling.
Talk about your defense. 49ers ran for over 180 yards on the ground. They punted one time, averaged about 6 punts a game. How disappointed are you with the defense?
Again, we're going to go take a look at the tape and make sure we be honest with each other after we look at the film.
And you said you saw a fight in your team today. What was the evidence there? What did you see?
It was close. It was tight early. The offense responded. I thought to some early scores that we gave up. Rally down. We need to take advantage of the turnover that we got. The defense created a turnover on a heck of a play by OV there. We need to take advantage of that. But I thought we moved the ball consistently. Had some fight in us, made them go the long way. We got to go take a look at the tape.
When did this game turn in the third quarter?
There in the middle of the third quarter. It's an 11-point game. It's a 2-score ball game. You're down a touchdown. You're down 2-point conversion of a field goal. It's when you have a 2-possession game, you're always in striking distance. Even if it gets under a minute, you can kick a field goal, onside kick, score a touchdown, then go for 2. So anytime it's within 11, you got a nice chance there. But once it starts to get into multiple scores, you really got to change the way you want to play. We have that in us. We didn't get it done.
You're 1-8. You just lost to a team that was winless coming in. Find that embarrassing?
No.
What would you find embarrassing? Is there a point where you would be embarrassed by with the product that this team is?
By this team.
Ben, do you worry at all about your job security after?
No, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. We have to find a way to win a game. We have to go address what happened out here on the field today. Take a look at the tape. Be honest with each other.
Ben, I think it's a 5th straight game in which he's attempted a field goal that Rose has missed one. He could have kept it a 1-possession game after they scored the touchdown. Do you need to reassess your kicking situation?
Yeah, I can't kick the ball out of bounds, and we got to make the field goals. Every point counts, every play counts, in every situation. It's all important, especially now for us. We've got to make kicks. We've got to keep the ball in play.
Was it frustrating to see that early turnover after emphasizing that so strongly all week coming off of the last game?
You're never happy to see turnovers, but frustrated isn't a word I'd use.
What did you think of that play? I mean, what happened in this? Was he, did
it looked
you
like
talk
he tried
to Eli?
Push the ball out at the end. I don't know if he was trying to throw it or what the case may be. But I haven't had a chance to talk to him about it yet.
Do you need to address your situation with the team? Because there's going to be speculation going on.
What situation? We have to go correct the tape, all right? We have to get ready for the next ball game. We have a chance to play probably one of the best teams in football next week. So, no situation.
Anything else?
Yeah, at 1-8, you've got a pretty veteran team. What do you tell them? Try to keep them motivated?
Again, we have to do one thing first. We have to take a look at the tape first. We have to figure out what went wrong. We got to address it. We got to fix it. We got to move on. And we'll talk about motivation next week. They're pro football players. They need to be self-motivated. Everybody gets a paycheck this week. And we need to go out and play that way.